Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul. Welcome to The Stoners Next Door, and let's get right into it and see what's going on around in our neighborhoods.
All right. Neighbors in Washington County are calling it the case of the turkey burglar. A man broke into a gentleman's home and ate part of the family's Thanksgiving meal early on Thanksgiving morning.
Wait, what?
It was...
like in their house.
They went to their house and ate their turkey and then left, but didn't... just part of the Thanksgiving meal, not all of it.
Well, they just
broke in and... So how do you feel about that if your whole family comes, like, where were you? I don't know. Like,
that sounds like a Griswold family Thanksgiving.
The family had left this food all out or something and they weren't in the room and some stranger.
Somebody just Goldilocks'd it. I mean, that's really bizarre.
I know, right?
That is so bizarre.
Right.
And how quiet, like how quiet.
You'd have to be.
I wonder, did he clean everything up and all they do is they pull out a half eaten turkey and they're like, I didn't do it.
Was it you?
Right.
You're pointing around the room at your relatives and like,
totally. That is really bizarre.
Strange.
It's a great prank. If that just seems so weird.
That does seem like maybe a good way to punk someone.
Wouldn't that be a good
punk?
So
just FYI, now we give you a great idea to punk someone next day for Thanksgiving.
Right. You're welcome.
Here's another story that happened out in Gresham. There was the police were called to a residence after someone reported concubines holding her husband hostage and spreading the virus through meth and beer. So
I hate it when concubines do that.
My concubines are always doing shit like that.
When I was a concubine, there were rules.
You just call up the cops. I can't believe they even responded to a call like that, but
you never know. Maybe
those Gresham, they're serious cops, I guess, you know.
They are. Bad. Okay. Well, I don't even know when I joined this. Clearly I saw something funny and I joined this group called One Cranky Old Man. And so I was kind of looking through my groups today and I came across this and I thought, well, let me just check what this is all about.
Okay.
And the administrator, Chris Powers, I love it. I just love it when I know the rules, when I know all the rules. This is the pinned post. Make a political comment, you're banned. Report a post, you are banned. Break any rules, you are banned. Give me shit, you are banned. For those that say I'm on a power trip, yep, my group, I made it. Don't like the rules, fuck off and leave. I didn't ask you to join. Don't like me, again, fuck off and leave. Don't like that post, I think. Don't like that. I post a link once again, fuck off and leave. Trust me, you will not be missed. Okay, are we clear now?
Are we going to put that on the top of our
I think we should pin. I think we need. I think page? We should need to pin this to our
It
group.
Seems a little severe. I mean, might dial it back a little bit. Some of it's pretty hilarious.
Well, okay, the fact that his last name is Powers, I'm sure doesn't have anything to do with it.
No coincidence
that
there.
That is so funny. I loved it. Chris, I'm rooting for you, dude. I like that very much.
All right, so here's a nice story about a family who experienced a hit-and-run accident and wanted to thank everyone, and this was out at 52nd and Division. It says, the person who hit my boys took off down Division and was chased by a car by a witness, which led to an arrest. And people came out of a nearby TriMet bus to help, and people came out of their houses, and a couple stayed and talked to the police's witnesses. The police came right away. They interviewed everyone, and everyone was all right, and... they made an arrest and did a great job. And this person just wanted to thank everybody in the neighborhood. So
everyone
in the neighborhood, applaud yourselves for being such great people and taking care of each other. I say that's amazing.
I think that is amazing.
We need more of that these days.
You know, it's funny. I read one to that point. I don't have it here, but I read one the other couple of weeks ago in Oregon City. And it was a gal who was thanking an anonymous woman for stopping to help her teenage daughter fix a flat tire. And, you know, it was like late at night and this woman stopped. And it was really interesting because I was like, yeah, so great. And she wanted the woman, wanted to know the woman's name so she could thank her personally. But, you know, so a lot of conversation ensued. And there was, you know, well, you should teach your own daughter, be blah, 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 sufficient and, you know, all that. And I was like, you know what? Forget those haters. The crux of the story is yay for this nice lady who, you know, took the time, stopped, made sure she was safe. And, you know, not that there aren't men that wouldn't do the same thing, but I can tell you as a first, you know, this was her first time of losing a tire, man, it's scary that first time.
Oh yeah.
All right. Soapbox over.
Do you have another one?
I do. This one's very confusing to me. So
we'll see if I can help out.
You might need to help me.
All right.
Okay. It's entitled, "Hey, Queen Kate," also in Kaiser. "If I have a camper on my pickup and six people crammed in it, I am safe. But if I have a 2,600 square foot home with seven people roaming around, I'm unsafe." All right. I think I'm understanding. That is whack. Thank you for the Whitney Houston throwback. And it is against your decree. He's using that word. It is against your decree to travel alone in my car, but your privileged government workers can fly to Hawaii for a retreat because they need to relax. That is whack. Don't you ever get outside your little liberal bubble and see just how whack your whole decree is? I wear a mask and believe in them, but find it very hypocritical when you and your privileged elite don't practice what you preach. I had 13 people in my home at Thanksgiving. If your emergency decree is still in effect next month, you can come and get me. Oh, now I get it.
Just so you know, I don't think we've ever explained now that we're on episode 9 of our show. Molly and I do not share what we are going to read before we do it. And so we're just reading these things cold and reacting. So there's nothing that's rehearsed here about it, except we kind of know what order or segments we're going to be doing in what order. And that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much it. And we also like to pick things that we know will kind of trigger the other person because we know each other so well. So
here's one.
Fun.
Here's one. You'll like this. Someone in Outer Mount Tabor writes about seeing a Grim Reaper. Around 5 a.m. last week, my husband saw a person dressed in a Grim Reaper costume at the corner of 60th and Belmont. This person was standing in the cold, dark, early morning fog.
Get
staring,
out.
Staring at cars as they went by.
That's pretty bad.
Not moving. Maybe it was a statue, but that's a 10 out of 10 creep factor.
That is. And again, great prank, because that fog was wicked. That fog was really bad. And it's like, you know what? Someone's sitting there with an old Halloween costume going, you know what I'm going to do this morning to just completely fuck up Portland traffic? Stand out in my Grim Reaper costume. So I've got
one. If any of you ever do anything like that, though, you better freaking call us up or tell us where and when, because we want to be there.
Exactly. Right. Because we can live stream and
look at
reactions. Exactly. Okay. So my friend introduced me, not literally, but showed me this thread of comments from someone in northeastern Pennsylvania, which is in Poconos, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area. And she's a character. Her name is Kathy Cat, and I think Cat is a nickname. However, there is a picture of several of her cats on her profile. And I think she's just one of those citizen journalists. So, I mean, I've got 4 pages things from her. So we have enough material for a while, but I just want to go for, for a few. So Kathy Cat says, Wilkes-Barre City, Kidder Street, Mavis Tire, naked male in bathroom.
Wow.
That was one.
Is that a poem?
Could be. Maybe.
Can you read it again like a poem? Because I'd like to hear it that way and see if maybe that's it.
Great. Hmm? Wilkes-Barre City, Kidder Street, Mavis Tire, naked male in bathroom.
It's a poem.
I think it could be.
Yeah.
You're on to something. You're on to something.
It's a freaking poem.
It's all in
Nailed
your
it.
Alliteration. Yeah. Okay. And then here's another one. And these are not, you know, in the too far distant past. Like these are just all within 24 hours. Wilkes-Barre City, East South Street and South Grant Street. 2 vehicles stopped in middle of the road, throwing beer bottles out window, and people are smoking something. Well, thank you, Kathy Cat. Thank you very much for that. Oh gosh, like there's
she's the town crier.
That she is the town crier. I mean, it's just it's a lot, Kathy. Okay, I'm going to just read 2 more. Okay, Wilkes-Barre Township, different from Wilkes-Barre City. Stolen vehicle involved in pursuit, located on Hemlock Street. And then right next to that, or an hour later, I should say, now we're in Wilkes-Barre City, North Washington Street, passing intermodal. Officer following stolen vehicle. Vehicle located on Hemlock Street in Wilkes-Barre Township.
It's she's just very like, specific about the streets.
She and the way she writes time. It, it's like, is she?
It's like a police.
Like
reporter.
I wonder if she's a police blogger or something. But I can't.
Yeah.
But
her. It's like a police blog.
But it's not that. But that's how it's written. Mm-hmm. It's very efficient.
After Kathy Cat, let's go from cats back to chickens. I have a little bit of a chicken update. A couple things from the neighborhood. Kara. And Wes Coley is interested in buying some fresh eggs in someone. And so she's out in Northeast. So if you have any eggs, you can post it on our next door group or Facebook. If you have any eggs for Kara, please let her know and we will connect you up together.
I like that.
Yeah. And then somebody, this was unfortunately... By the time you hear this, the chicken will either have been returned or will be dead. But someone was missing a backyard chicken at Southeast Franklin and 13th and Brooklyn neighborhood. And she was a Rhode Island Red and just a baby, only 6 months old. So hopefully she got back there. And if Paul, if you can give us an update on what happened, that would be amazing.
I know. Thank you. It makes me sad, especially like with all the coyotes and big cats that are roaming in our streets anymore. We're actually hearing a lot of coyotes up in Oregon City. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I have some missed connections.
Oh, can I do one more?
Yes.
It's just ridiculous.
Yes, please.
Somebody in Reed neighborhood, I won't say her name because I'll embarrass her, but she posted... One afternoon, she just posted the weather forecast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the whole detailed weather forecast was posted on Nextdoor. And I just thought, wow.
That's Reed.
If I wanted to go to see the weather, I don't think I would go to Nextdoor. I think I would just look at my phone.
Or what was the Les Nessman? Remember Les Nessman from WKRP in Cincinnati? It was his lookout, his like, flying pigs.
Well, that almost made me think it was a prank and she got punked. Like maybe her middle school kid went in and they just took the forecast and posted it as her on Nextdoor.
That's pretty funny.
Because it just makes absolutely no sense.
But, yeah.
You know.
Well, again,
some people
well,
just
or
like
she's
to
a
share
Kathy,
what's happening.
It's
in
a, she's a Kathy Cat. You know,
exactly.
It's, you know, same. stating the obvious. And so, yeah, going back to Kathy, because we've got a lot from her. It's like she's listening to a scanner. That's what it is. She's listening to a scanner and typing furiously. So she'll be the first out there, mm-hmm. like beating the news outlets yeah. and everything.
Yeah.
Good on you. Good on you, Kathy. Okay. Are we ready for a sure. missed connection?
Yes.
Okay. This is for the woman in white driving a white minivan in Jansen Beach, Lane Bryant. I watched you park your van as I ate my lunch, and when you stepped out, I was immediately turned on. You looked amazing, and your booty is to die for. You crossed the road and went to Lane Bryant. If you haven't been ass worshipped before, hit me up. I'm a very attractive male with a great body and even bigger skills. Oh. Well, then.
Okay.
That seems, I'm guessing this is not his first rodeo of stocking the Lane Bryant store while he eats his lunch.
Are they still open?
I know. I didn't know that.
He went out of business.
I did too, but apparently not. Seriously, this guy, like, this is probably like his favorite lunch place to go.
That's it for this week's edition. Since last week, we've grown from 83 to over 140 members. Can you believe that? So here's a shout out to more members of our next door group. Bosty in Arbor Heights, Brad in University Park, Brandy in Park Rose Heights, Brian in Sullivan's Gulch, and Cheryl in Concordia.
And welcome also to Courtney in Selwood, Crystal in Pellhurst, Daniel in Vernon, Danny in Ash Creek, and Denitra in North Tabor. Spread the word, our people. Until next week.
Remember to send your favorite next door posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.